You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
February 26, 2019. From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Tuning in, thank you for coming out. I'm Trevor Noah. Our guest tonight is a musical legend, and that is literally impossible to deny. Ladies and gentlemen, John Legend is joining us tonight. Oh yeah. We're gonna be chatting with him, and then he's got a new song to play for us, so stick around. Take a seat, everybody. Let's get into it. Also on the show, President Bone Spurs finally goes to Vietnam. People are coming back from the dead, and why ISIS members are saying, my bad. But first, let's catch up on today's headlines. Let's begin in Vietnam, where earlier today, President Trump landed for his second summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Of course, Vietnam is kind of a touchy subject for President Trump. I mean, the first time he was supposed to go there, he dodged the draft. So, Trump really wanted to make up for that today. So when he got off the plane, he immediately just threw a grenade at some Vietnamese people. He was like, now I'm a war hero, so brave, so brave. So that part was awkward, but at least Kim Jong-un's arrival went more smoothly.
The North Korean dictator arriving overnight on his secure train after a two-day journey through China, greeted with great fanfare and a red carpet.
Kim arrived early today and spent the day traveling around the capital in an armored limousine with his bodyguards at his side.
I'm sorry. No matter how many times I see this, I can't get over the fact that Kim Jong-un's bodyguards have to run next to his... Like, I know it looks cool, but, like, if you're trying to get away from a shooter, you realize you can only escape as fast as your guys can run, right? They'd be like, step on it, but keep up with Steve, keep up with Steve. It's also crazy that Kim took a two-day train ride to go meet with Trump. Yeah, 2 days. That was the time he spent on his train. The dude has spent so much time on a train, he's starting to look like one. Like, that's what's happened to him. And by the way, the reason Kim Jong-un takes a train instead of an airplane is partly security and partly because his country is so poor that even the dictator doesn't have a plane capable of flying long distances. Yeah. And also, he hasn't figured out a way to make his bodyguards fly alongside it the whole time. That's what he really wants. In other news, while Trump is making new friends overseas, one of his old friends is making trouble for him back home. Michael Cohen, Trump's personal lawyer and clinically depressed good fella, is on his way to prison for lying to Congress. But first, he's going back to Congress to make up for it.
This morning, President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, begins a three-day marathon of testimony on Capitol Hill. Nothing will be off limits in the two closed-door sessions slated for today and Thursday.
Michael Cohen is about to pull back the curtain on President Trump, detailing what he says are these personal anecdotes, his firsthand accounts of how the president, he says, lied and cheated throughout his career.
Cohen plans to accuse the president of criminal conduct in connection with hush money paid to women who claimed they had sex with Mr. Trump. Cohen reportedly will also accuse him of making racist comments.
Good Lord, this is huge.
Michael Cohen is going to testify under oath that President Trump is a liar, a cheater, a womanizer, and a racist. What other bombshells is he going to drop? Is he also going to tell us that Abraham Lincoln didn't die of natural causes? That double-stuffed Oreos are just regular Oreos with more stuff? Yeah, it's on the package. We know. Now, look, it is also possible that Cohen can actually prove that Trump was involved in specific criminal acts, including when he was president. And honestly, it would be big news if it turned out that Trump stopped playing golf and watching TV long enough to commit crimes. That would be a pretty big deal. So we'll definitely be watching to see what comes out of that. But first, let's move on from a disloyal Trump associate to one of the few who hasn't turned on him yet, Ivanka Trump. Last night, the president's daughter took a break from her extremely important job at the White House to teach Democrats a little lesson about ordinary Americans.
You've got people who will see that offer from the Democrats, from the progressive Democrats. Here's the Green New Deal, here's a guarantee of a job. And think, yeah, that's what I want, that's simple. What do you say to those people?
I don't think most Americans in their heart want to be given something. I've spent a lot of time traveling around this country over the last 4 years. People want to work for what they get. So I think this idea of a guaranteed minimum is not something most people want.
Are you shitting me right now?
Ivanka Trump says the thing she's learned in life is that people want to work for what they get. Really? The woman whose resume just says, "Daddy, I need job now," that woman? Really? And for the record, I'm gonna call BS on this. People love getting free shit, okay? Have you ever been to a basketball game when they bring out the t-shirt cannon? Parents will trample their own kids for a free shirt that they will never wear, all right? I've been to Costco's. I've seen people put on disguises to get a second free sample of bagel bites. People love free shit. And everyone, even rich people, all right? Love rich people always try and be like, oh, everyone doesn't want handouts. Let me tell you something, rich people love handouts more than anyone, all right? This is totally true. I was at the Oscars last weekend, right? And they have goodie bags for the guests, right? They just like fancy, cool things that they give out. The richest, fanciest people are in the room and they're rushing to the table like maniacs. I want that, that one. And you're like, what are you doing? You're a millionaire. You have everything. They're like, yes, everything. And a Netflix blanket. Guys, Lady Gaga kicked my ass because I grabbed something before she could get her hands on it. And okay, it was her Oscar, but that's not the point. That's not the point. Everyone loves free shit. Finally, let's move on to some news coming out of my home country, South Africa. Like much of the developing world, my country has been targeted by con men who are out to make a quick buck. And one of these big scams is traveling preachers who try to get donations by performing fake miracles. Yeah, and now you might be like, Trevor, how do you know that the miracles are fake? Well, watch this clip and you tell me.
In this viral video, a man dressed in white is seen lying in a coffin. Pastor Alf Lukau prays for him.
Elliot!
Lukau lays his hands on the man. Then, the alleged deceased sits up and looks around, seemingly surprised at what's happened, with those around him celebrating.
Okay, everybody, we need to go back to LA, we need to redo the Oscars. Because I know Rami Malek killed it, but that guy, that was a better performance than Bohemian Rhapsody. Do you see him? I'm alive! Ah! And by the way, it's not just the pastor, man. Everyone in that video is in on the scam. You know how I know that? Because if black people really think that you've brought someone back to life, they're not gonna stand around when that shit happens. Let me tell you something. When black people see anything that is unbelievable, we run away so fast! Like, forget dead people. This is what happens when David Blaine makes a card disappear.
Open. Open it.
That's the shit I'm talking about. All right, let's move on to today's top story. I'm not gonna lie, people. Today was a weird news day, all right? All the big news stories of today are about things that are going to happen tomorrow. It's a very strange day. Like, Michael Cohen is going to testify in front of Congress.
President Trump is going to meet with Kim Jong-un. And I am going to kick my neighbor's ass if he doesn't stop stomping around upstairs at 2 a.m. Seriously, what the hell are you doing? I don't even know, like, how this person walks. It's like he only has heels. It's just like boom, boom, boom. It's like I live below one of those half horse, half men things, and then every morning he leaves the forest to go get water from his fridge. Anyway, the point is, the news is currently in a holding pattern, right? Like, nothing's actually happening. I could lie to you and say this, but there's no breaking. There's no breaking nothing. So, I don't know. What do you guys want to talk about? Nothing? Okay. You know, I'll tell you which story randomly caught my attention. ISIS. You guys remember them, right? Yeah? Well, a few years ago, they were the hot new craze. Yeah? It was like Pokemon Go. Thousands of people were signing up, running around, capturing infidels. And if you played well enough, you won virgins instead of just being one. Yeah, it was really cool. But now, after years of war, ISIS finally seems to be on its last legs.
In Syria, U.S.-backed forces are getting ready for a final surge into the last town held by ISIS.
In 2014, this is the height of ISIS, 30,000 square miles they controlled across Syria and Iraq. Today, the self-declared caliphate is down to a few miles just in Baghouz. It's ISIS's last stand. It's only a matter of time before the U.S. has won, and the caliphate will have been defeated physically.
Wow. ISIS has gone from controlling half of the Middle East to only occupying 2 square miles. Yeah, their territory just keeps shrinking and shrinking. A month from now, they'll all just be squeezed into a New York City-sized apartment. Yeah. One guy will be like, oh my God, this is the real terrorism. I can't believe we're paying $3,000 for a month for this? For this? This is terrorism. What are we doing here? And who is this person stomping around upstairs? It sounds like half horse, half man learning ballet. I think the word is centaur. Now is not the time, Farouk. So remember, right? There are thousands of people who left Western countries. This is something a lot of people don't remember about ISIS. A lot of people left Western countries to go and join ISIS. And now that ISIS has basically been defeated, the question facing most governments is, what do they do with all the captured fighters? My personal pitch, you modify their suicide vests, and then you hire them out for gender reveal parties, you know? Just be like, death to America, it's a boy. So ISIS fighters from countries around the world are now waiting to learn their fate. And the part of the story that I found particularly interesting is that many of the women who left their countries to join ISIS are now asking society to let them back in.
As ISIS makes its last stand in Syria, two women, one American, one a Brit, who fled their countries to become ISIS brides, now say they're desperate to come home.
I think a lot of people should have, like, sympathy towards me for everything I've been through.
Do you think you deserve a punishment for what you did?
Maybe therapy lessons.
People watching will say to themselves, well, therapy isn't enough.
I know that maybe speaking against them, which I'm definitely planning to do.
Wait, so let me get this straight. As punishment for joining ISIS, you want to go around giving speeches to people, like TED Talks? In other words, you want us to put you in a room full of people with a little clicker and then just trust that it's gonna go to the next slide. That's what you want us to do? Really? Get the f*** out of here, man! Maybe we should get you therapy because that idea is batshit crazy. I'm sorry, people. You can't just join ISIS and come back like nothing happened, okay? Yeah, it would be like leaving your wife for another woman, and then 2 years later, you just show up like, hey, honey, my side chick got ugly, so I'm back. Anyway, what's for dinner? No. And I'll be honest. The case these women are making for forgiveness isn't exactly tugging at my heartstrings.
Those women thought they were gonna be frontline fighters. Once they got to Syria or Iraq, they found out they were basically there for one purpose, and that was to procreate and get married off and have many babies or as many babies as possible.
You were given a list of men, yeah. And you could choose a man from a list. Does that sound crazy to you now?
Sounds very crazy.
Yeah, it all sounds crazy. You went to join ISIS. Like, I'm sorry, they're like, oh, they thought that they were going to fight, and then they were, no, I'm sorry, you want me to feel bad? She wanted to join ISIS so that she'd get a chance to kill us, but then when she got there, they wouldn't let her fight? So the patriarchy oppressed. Get the f*** out of here, man! First of all, I don't feel sorry for you that ISIS turned out to be a sexist organization. And second of all, how did you not know that?
Did you not read the brochures? They're a fundamentalist terror group. What did you think you were going to do? Find a group of terrorist woke bays? Is that what you thought? You thought the guys would be like, we're going to destroy the West, and we're going to destroy infidels, and most importantly, we're going to destroy the glass ceiling! Who run the world? Girls! Who run this mother? Girls! Who run the world? What are you talking about? And now, there are some people who say that these ISIS brides deserve sympathy. Because they were recruited into ISIS at an impressionable age as teenagers, you know, who didn't understand what they were getting into. And look, I mean, we all went through phases as teenagers. Okay, like for a while, I had bangs. And yeah, I looked really sexy, I know. But joining ISIS is next level teenage rebellion, okay? Which is maybe why the US and Britain are giving these women a next level response.
President Trump tweeted yesterday, I have instructed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, and he fully agrees not to allow Hoda Muthana back into the country.
British teenager Shamima Begum, who left the UK to join ISIS in 2015, will be stripped of her British citizenship.
Kind of being unjust, and I don't think they're actually allowed to do that.
I don't think they're actually allowed to do that. It's funny how bad guys are the first ones to bring up the law when it suits them. Yeah, because you know what else you're not allowed to do? Chop off my head! All right, you see my neck? Think of it as a law that says my head must remain attached to my body, okay? That's what that is, that's a law. This thing here is a law. But, and this is a big but, and I cannot lie. The terrorists might have a point. There is a criminal justice system for a reason, right? A president or a prime minister shouldn't just get to decide what these women deserve. That's what courts are for. And this process is honestly what separates bad guys from the good guys, right? It's the reason that the Batman has to send the Joker to Arkham every time he catches him. Because you know deep down inside, Batman wishes he could just end it once and for all, right? Could just want to be like, just let him go. Just get rid of him. People would be like, Batman, what happened to the Joker? And he'd be like, his ejector seat accidentally went off in a tunnel. Total accident. So what's for dinner? So as unpopular as it may sound, countries like the US and the UK, they actually should bring these women back, put them on trial, and give them a punishment that fits what they've done. All right, maybe it's life in prison, maybe it's a long sentence with parole, or if we really want to punish them, we could make them go work in North Korea as Kim Jong-un's bodyguards. Yeah, we'll be right back.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Welcome back to The Daily Show. My guest tonight is an artist who's won 10 Grammys, an Oscar, an Emmy, and a Tony Award. He is the newest coach on NBC's The Voice, and his latest single is called Preach. Please welcome John Legend. I regret to tell you that we do not have time for the interview because I had to read out your list of achievements, John.
Oh.
That is like just such a long list of everythingness. Aren't you tired? Do you have space for the awards? Where do you put the awards, John?
I am not tired. I am feeling good. I'm excited to be here. And I do have space for the awards right next to my piano.
But congratulations. You have so many awards. And most, I think, not more importantly, but one of the most prestigious things is you have the EGOT.
Yeah,
right?
That's
the
cool.
Emmy, Grammy, and Oscar, and a Tony.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah.
Is that like a secret club? Are you guys in like a text chain with each other?
There are only 15 of us.
And, right.
I only have the email of like two of them.
I feel like you should start a club as EGOT winners, and then you have like a dinner, even if it's once a year. And then at the dinner, you just like pat yourselves, just be like, could you pass the salt? Because we're the best, we're the greatest. Yes, we are. We are the greatest.
All the rumors about the Illuminati, we could be the Illuminati.
You could be the Illuminati.
Yes, that's a great idea.
You could sing the theme song for the Illuminati.
Yeah.
That would be dope. Illuminati.
The thing is, if we were real Illuminati, we couldn't talk about it then.
Right.
So no songs.
No
secret songs, maybe.
We'll cut this part of the interview out. Or will we? Let's talk about the music, John Legend.
Yes.
You have a new song.
Yes, it's called Preach.
It's called Preach. And you know what I've really loved about you is you're an activist not just in words but in action as well. You put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
You are somebody who has been an advocate for criminal justice reform. What is Preach about?
Preach isn't about any particular cause. It's about saying we can't just be about words and thoughts and prayers. We have to be about action.
Right.
And so whatever that means to you, I think everybody should take it personally and say, you know, what in my life do I want to see change in? And I should be a part of that change instead of just talking about it.
Right. And you also have a part of the campaign that goes with this really called Free America.
Yeah. Well, my Free America campaign has been going for years now. And one of the things we talk about is criminal justice reform, how we're the most incarcerated country in the world and we should do something about it. And so I've been doing something about it. I've been going to meet with change makers all around the country. We've been trying to change laws.
Mm-hmm.
We were part of the team that fought for the amendment that got voting rights restored in Florida.
Right.
And we've been involved in propositions in California that reduce penalties for certain crimes. And we've been part of district attorney election campaigns as well, trying to get people in office that are going to do the right thing for the community. So we've been getting really involved all around the country, trying to make the change that we really want to see.
The music video for Preach is really, like, powerful. I mean, it tells a few stories of different people. It tells a story of, you know, a young black couple pulled over by the police and how their lives can change overnight. It tells a story of a family of immigrants who are trying to come into the U.S. and what happens to them. Do you feel that music and art has an obligation to speak about what we're experiencing in society?
Well, I think artists just have to be truth tellers, and we have to, if we see something going on in society and it inspires us to create, it inspires us to create art, music, video, whatever it is, then we should listen to our inspiration and go out there and make art that reflects what we're thinking about and what's happening in the world. And I think that's what an honest, authentic artist would do. And a lot of the artists that I've looked up to in my life and in my career, like Stevie Wonder, Marvin Gaye, Bob Dylan, so many artists have used their voice to do that.
Right.
And so to me, that's part of what the definition of an artist is.
You have many views on what an artist should be, and I think that's probably one of the reasons, combined with your talents, that you have now become a judge on The Voice.
Sure.
That's really exciting.
Yes.
But it feels like a lot of your co-judges are a little threatened by you and your voice.
Yeah, they've been trying to shut me down. They blocked me. All of them blocked me.
Right.
They only get one block each, and they could use it on any coach that they want to use it on.
And they've blocked
you. And they all chose to use it on me.
Wow. Is that a compliment, though, to you?
Supposedly, they all say it's because they're threatened by me, they're afraid of me.
You think it's sabotage, John?
And I'm like, well, that's no consolation to me. You're trying to, you know, ruin my chances of winning. But it's okay, I'm learning.
What are you most excited about when you work with a new artist? And how do you coach them? Because one thing about John Legend that, I mean, you may or may not know this. Everyone knows that your voice is amazing, but a lot of people don't realize that your voice is almost
perfect. When this guy sings live, as you'll hear later on in the show, it's... No, it's ridiculous. I've heard you live, and it's like... You know what happens? Sometimes you go to a concert, and then the artist is singing, and then you're like, what album is this from? How come it doesn't sound like this? When you sing, I go like, yeah, I have this song. I listen to this at home. This is the same song. So what do you look for in an artist when you're trying to coach them?
Well, part of what the whole conceit of the voice is obviously you want to just listen to their voice before you even turn around and see what they look like.
Right.
So for so many of us, you know, we watch television, we see videos, and we're looking at the whole package. But at the beginning, it's really just about, does this voice move me?
Uh-huh.
And so that's what makes you turn around. But obviously, there's more that goes into an artist than just having a great voice. You have to be a good performer.
Right.
You have to connect with people. There's so many other things that go into it. You have to pick the right songs. You have to not get too nervous when it's time for you to show up and perform. And so when we coach them, we're just trying to help them be the best one they can be. That means picking the right songs, not getting too nervous, making the right choices, and hopefully they go out there and deliver.
Let me ask you about your President's Day, John Legend.
Yes, President's Day.
Because...
It was the coolest President's Day of my life.
Yeah, you know why he says that? Because he was having dinner with a president
An
by the
actual
name
president.
Of Barack Obama.
Yes.
That's
That was pretty cool.
I can imagine it was pretty cool.
I was with him and Steph Curry, who's like the greatest shooter of all time.
Right.
So it's like, you know, it was good times. Steph's wife is part of a restaurant there called International Smoke in San Francisco, and they were hosting us because the president was doing his My Brother's Keeper Alliance gathering there in Oakland. And so the night before the gathering, where we were going to be on a panel together and talk to the young people, he hosted us for dinner, and it was pretty cool.
Is it a little weird sitting with Barack Obama and then, like, hearing Trump give a speech the next day?
Honestly, it is really jarring, the juxtaposition. Not making a joke, honestly. Just listening to Obama talk and then listening to Trump talk and just the level of nuance that Obama's capable of and just his worldliness and intelligence about life and his good character. It's actually really jarring. And I'm not trying to be funny. It's like,
we
have a complete moron and asshole in the White House right now.
And you've been talking to Michael Cohen.
And he's like, he's not a good human being. And so when you're with someone who actually is a really good human being, it's a very jarring juxtaposition.
Well, you know what? I'm excited to have you as an amazing human being on the show. You're going to be performing the song Preach for us right here in the studio. The Voice airs Mondays and Tuesdays at 8 p.m. on NBC, and Preach is available now. Be sure to stay tuned for a special performance after the break. John Legend, everybody.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.